talk about those things because of those perceptions that there is, as though they're going to come in, they're gonna take, and they're gonna clean house, man. They're gonna wipe, but they're gonna fire. They're gonna go through and do a pattern of firing folks and just make things, less than comfortable around the borough. And I'm a conservative minded individual, always have. My whole life I've been conservative. In my own life I've always set boundaries and been a planner and tried to I planned so that there was some predictability in the outcomes of what my life and what I would experience in my life, and I run the day-to-day business that way too. And I think it's fair to say that folks need to have some reasonable expectation of what to expect, and so I think that we've been very, very careful, very methodical about the decisions we're making. If you're in the borough building here and you're working for the Kenai Peninsula Borough, you're subject to getting a new boss. Now, every 6 years for sure, but we're trying to make that experience as respectful and as enlightening as we possibly can. And I can say we've had, from what we're getting back, the survey says, and we do take we've put some survey boxes in, actually. We've got one downstairs, we get suggestion box, and we're installing one in Seward, and we're going to install one in Homer as well.
And any feedback on those yet?
We've gotten some good ideas that we've come out of there with. They're confidential. People ask for confidentiality, and we have to respect that.
Sure.
But it's a good way to learn maybe the pulse of what's going on.
Yeah. And talking about folks that have been here for a while, I have to imagine that's got to be one of the bigger challenges for everybody involved, from the mayor's office on down, is, as you mentioned, every 3 years and 6 years at a maximum is a fresh set of ideas coming in. And if you're dealing with folks who have built a career out of doing this stuff and they know this stuff inside and out, it's what they spent their career doing.
That's right.
There's a lot to learn from that, I'm sure, but there's also there's a lot of opportunity for discussion about new ideas and that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We spent the first month, John and I spent the first month sitting down with all the directors, a number of the employees, all the fire chiefs. We've met with a number of the service areas and some of the folks that are on boards in the service areas, and we have run hard the first 3 months and trying to get it in front of the curve.
One of the things that you talked about yesterday, and another part that of the budget process that is going to create some savings, you mentioned it was a huge part of your campaign as well, was getting down to, really getting down to brass tacks, sitting down with department heads and really figuring out where can we trim the fat?
The biggest factor that could force discussion would be any individual that retired or decided to leave.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the worry there is that from an employee standpoint is, all right, we're creating efficiencies is what you call it, but on some level that's piling a bit more work on the other people's desks, and yeah, not necessarily for more pay and more pension either. And that can be kind of tough.
Well, what I try to do is what we make up for is we give out lots of thank yous. We really appreciate what you're doing, Then what you do is you reward. We created this Employee of the Month. That was a John Quick idea.
Mm-hmm.
Employee of the Month. We've had our first one, and John and or I will reach into our own personal pockets and pick up a $20 gift card from somewhere, buy them some coffee for a few days. Those coffee connoisseurs, they can go out and enjoy a little bit. It's a way to say thank you. It's a simple way to say thank you. And again, you get the buy-in. What I really tried to exemplify by example is ownership, taking ownership.
All right, very good. That's pretty much all the time we got. Charlie, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate your time.